Welcome to the Teen Life Podcast, where we believe that teenagers are not a problem to be solved, but we are here to help you equip teenagers through the power of connection. I'm Carly Duke, and I am back again with Tobin Hodges.
Back again. I guess I didn't mess up enough last time for you to kick me off yet.
I know. We invited you back. It was a weird thing, but glad you're here.
I'm glad I'm here, too.
Because we are talking about a topic today, Tobin, that is really vital, but also sometimes kind of hard to wrap your mind around a little bit. And this question, anytime we ask it in a group, I'm like, oh, man. Mm-hmm. So the question is, how much do you feel like you can depend on the people in your life?
Yeah. Spoiler alert for any parent listening, the teen answer is almost always like very minimum or not at all. Mm-hmm. And I have a few theories, but I don't really have an answer for this. Like, I don't know, like do you know why they lean to that? Like, do you, when you're leading groups, how do you feel like why they lean that way?
I think trust is a big thing that comes up when we have this conversation of how much can you depend on the people in your life. It's really asking about, are you valued? Mm-hmm. Do the people in your life value you? And almost that idea that if something really big happened and you had to call someone, would they show up? Mm-hmm. And would they be there for you? And you're right, I get a lot of really low answers on this question, because when we ask this question, we do it in a scaling. So like, think about it on a scale of 1 to 10, how much you depend on people. People, kids tend to lean lower. But when I ask, well, do you trust people? No.
Yeah.
Do you want to trust people? Often the answer is also no. I don't really want to fix that.
Everything that revolves around that question ends up being, no, I don't trust anyone. I got me. I only worry about me. That's the phrase I hear all the time. And then also, I can't trust because of X, Y, and Z that has happened in the past. So it's like they are expecting the worst and they've also experienced the worst. And I always, you just said this, but I always ask the question, if you had an emergency, like, who do you dial? And sometimes they'll say parents. And so I think that my theory is there's two things happening. And the first one is they're still in that teen angst moment of they don't want to rely on their parents because they're mad at them for grounding them or being strict on them or whatever, or sometimes not being involved or not being around, you know, valid reasons. And so it takes the parents out of that equation of, you know, can you depend on them, even though they probably can? So sometimes asking that question helps them reset, like, well, yeah, I can rely on my parents. But then when you go to the peer aspect of it, my theory is that they aren't old enough to realize yet that this is kind of how relationships go, that you have to be able to jump into the deep end and hope that someone's going to save you. And, you know, like the lifeguard, which is your friends, is going to come and relieve you. And I don't think they've quite formed that in their brains yet, that that's a possibility.
Well, that's a really vulnerable place to be in too.
Sure. Absolutely.
Especially when you're a teenager and going, I'm going to trust you and I don't know if you're going to trust me back, or I don't know if you're going to have my back. Just recently, I was doing a middle school girls group. I asked this question and a girl rated hers very low, that she didn't feel like she had people she could depend on. And two friends were sitting on either side of her and they turned and looked at her and she was like, you make fun of me all the time. I bring up real stuff and you laugh it off all the time. How do I know I can trust you? And that was really hard for her to say. And I think for those two girls, they were like, man, I thought we were good friends. And apparently they weren't showing their friendship in a way that made her feel valued.
Yeah, and that's happened in groups that I've had before too, of they come into this group or maybe in the specific lesson and they feel like they have a certain group of friends that is like their ride or die. It's like, and that's the people they can count on. And then when we get done talking and we start processing the things, then they realize like, oh, you know what, this friend is actually not that good for me, or man, like I am not putting enough value on myself, I'm letting them walk all over me. Or they realize like, hey, there's actually these other friends over here that are my true friends that actually help me when I need help. And so they leave this group or this lesson thinking a different thing. I've seen it so many times where they come in thinking like one thing and they leave thinking another, because sometimes just re-engaging their memory or re-engaging like what is happening in their lives kind of makes them take a step back to realize like, okay, these are the things that are laid out in front of me and here's what I have and here's what I don't have.
It's so interesting. And this one, especially when we talk about it, I feel like teenagers go, well, I can't fix that. How mm-hmm. much can I depend on people? I don't have control on that mm-hmm. if they're not dependable. But I do think there are things that we need to take a hard look at ourselves of, are you being dependable mm-hmm. to the people in your life? Because when you're dependable and are show up for people, I feel like they will also show up for you. But like you said, maybe they're not surrounding themselves with people who value mm-hmm. them.
Yeah.
And that's a question that you've got to look at and go, man, if I have no one I can depend on, I might be in the wrong friend group.
Yeah.
I might be surrounding myself with the wrong people, or I need to have some tough questions of, hey, I'm not feeling very valued right now. I'm not feeling very loved. We've got to do something to fix this.
I think that one thing I want to teens to realize, and really everybody, is that you have to constantly reassess your connections as a teenager. Mm. Because as an adult, you kind of grow into this personality. You grow into there's a certain like people that say, like, when you get to age 20, whatever, or 30, you are that person. Like, you're not going to change. Like, more than likely, you are going to be that person the rest of your life, barring some sort of catastrophic change in your life. As a teenager, that could be a different thing daily, weekly, yearly. Your friend that you were friends with as a freshman in high school might be a completely different person mm-hmm. when they're a sophomore in high school. Yeah. And so I think as a teen, you have to reassess your connections constantly, because what if this friend group that did used to value, used to people you could trust on, started resorting to things that you don't need to be around, like drugs, alcohol, inappropriate things that you don't mm-hmm. need to be around. And then you value yourself more than that. So you have to separate yourself and then find a new group that you need to put your value in. And so I think that as a teenager, not only is that incredibly vital, but it's incredibly stressful and hard to do at any age, but especially whenever you're dealing with the things that you are already dealing with regularly as a teenager. And now you throw this into the really awful bonfire of what is like to be a teen. So
I feel like I say this especially for college freshmen going off, mm-hmm. but it applies exactly to what you're talking about too. Cast your net wide for friends. Be kind to everyone, because mm-hmm. you never know when you're going to have a friend who is no longer a good friend. Mm-hmm. And if you have been incredibly rude or ignored everyone else, that is going to be very difficult to find another place to fit in and connect. So cast a wide net, be kind to everyone. You don't have to be best friends with everyone, but find different pockets so that if something happens, you're like, but I have this group.
Yeah.
And I know that they're going to be there for me. And as teenagers, as we said, it's a very vulnerable place to put yourself in. As a parent or an adult who works with teens or loves teens, it's also pretty vulnerable to ask this question because they might give you an answer that you don't like and you might have to evaluate, okay, I need to change some things, because you probably do value them and you are dependable, but maybe you're not showing it in a way that is communicating that to them.
And I think too, if we're talking strictly friends and not family, you know, we do the circles handout in lesson 4 for our curriculum. And one of the things that sticks out is it kind of tears your friends a little bit. Mm-hmm. And like, I think sometimes that's seen as a negative thing, but honestly, I think it's a good thing. Like you were saying, cast your net wide, have your tier one friends, have your inner circle friends that are your amazing people that are your ride or dies, the people you can value. But it's okay to have those peripheries in the second and third ring. And again, as you're reassessing, that's going to change. We draw the arrows if they're going in or if they're going out. And sometimes I think that can be seen as a negative thing, when in reality, sometimes that's just how life is going. And it might be circumstantial. It might be, hey, it's basketball season and I'm super busy. So I'm real close to my basketball team, but not my other friends right now. Or, hey, it's summer. We're not seeing anybody because I am going on vacation or I'm doing family things. And so my inner circle might be my family at that time. And if you look at your life as that circles handout, when you cast your net wide, I see it as a positive of, these are the people in your life that you could theoretically pull to your inner circle or tap into if you need something, whether they're in your inner circle or not. And so I think that's a positive thing. So I agree. Casting the net wide is really important. And just being nice in general will always get you further in life. And I know that sounds so corny, but you know, if you show kindness, like it's going to take you a lot further in, you know, especially whenever you're going to places like college or changing schools or going, making the transition from junior high to high school, whenever you're going from one school and then a bunch of other junior highs are going into one school. That's huge as well. So,
and I think it's so important what you said too, Tobin. This is a, when we're asking these questions, it's a snapshot of right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so this can change.
Mm-hmm.
For example, we also asked some of the questions about connection, but I might feel not valued right now, and give me a week and something happens in my life and people show mm-hmm. up and surround me. And then this value question is completely different because I'm like, no, I do have people I can depend on.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you're asking a teen this, this can change.
Yeah.
If they don't feel valued right now, let's change it, because mm-hmm. it is not necessarily easy to change, but it is changeable.
And sometimes it's not even the circumstances around you. Sometimes it's because you are in a place where you can be valued because of whatever you have going
yes.
on. Like, you might be beating your own self up. Like, I am, like, me, Tobin Hodges, is the worst inner critic ever. Like, I am constantly over-evaluating myself because that's how I am. And I, as a 37-year-old, I still struggle with that.
Mm.
So maybe you are beating yourself up to a point where you can't be valued because of you've created this mental picture of yourself that is not someone that can be valued. So sometimes it starts within. Like, are you valuing yourself?
Ooh.
Value yourself first. Yeah. And then you're going to start seeing yourself in a different light, and you're going to start seeing what other people see in you as well, to kind of create that pocket of, I don't know, like a great inner circle of value, basically.
Yeah, I love that. So as we kind of wrap up this episode and this question, coming off of how much you feel you can depend on the people in your life, here are some follow-up questions. Mm. So one is, who do you think you can depend on the most? So if you say, I don't feel like I can depend on anyone, let's stop and go, but who do you depend mm-hmm. on? Name a person.
And give them the option to, like, if you were asking this as a parent, make sure you don't take it personally if either one, they don't say you first,
mm-hmm.
or give them the option to not list you or list a family member, and so you can see that maybe there are other people in their life that's important to them.
And so
don't take it personally if it doesn't end up being your name that's being called.
Mm-hmm. Then asking the question, are there people who you depend on who don't value you?
Mm, that's a big one.
Yeah. And then also, what would it take for you to feel more valued by the people close to you? And that one, as a teen or a parent, if you're asking that and this person says, I don't feel valued, or I don't feel like I can depend on people, this is the one that you need to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're giving you, here's how I feel loved.
Mm-hmm.
Especially as a parent, that is how you need to show that in return,
yeah.
for them to feel like they can depend on you. And then finally, kind of a self-reflection, what can you do to be more dependable to the people in your own life?
Mm-hmm. And I think too, we've been talking a lot of like parents to teens, but if you're a teen listening to this, this goes both ways. Like,
yeah.
your parents need to feel valued too. So what can you do to show that you value your parents as well? Listen, like, we all were teenagers. We all know that parents are big time buzzkills at times, but you have to like also show that, hey, you may feel like they're always on you, or that they don't actually, you know, have the same connection to you that you think they do, but how can you show them that you do value their time, that
yeah.
you do value what they do for you? And I will tell you, as a parent and as a person that goes through this, sometimes it's as simple as just saying, like, thank you for all you do for me, or
mm-hmm.
doing things around the house as a teen to help take some of the load off of your parents. Show them that you value what they're doing for you as well.
It's probably small things.
Yeah.
It's probably nothing huge. It's probably a lot of really small things, but we have to have this conversation mm-hmm. to know where to start.
Yeah.
Because everyone should feel valued.
Yeah.
Everyone should feel like they have someone to depend on, and no one should feel alone. And so this is a great conversation to have. So, Tobin, thanks again
yeah.
for joining me. This one was fun in a way that I honestly didn't think was going to be fun at the beginning. But if you have enjoyed this conversation, make sure you're listening to the other episodes that we're putting out this summer. Subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. And then, as always, follow us on social media, find us, and share it with a friend or your teen. Or your parent, if you're a teen mm-hmm. who found this and want an adult to listen to it with you. And we will see you next week.